إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. عباد الله، اتقوا الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة الإسراء بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا. وعن أبي مالك الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الطهور شطر الإيمان، والحمد لله تملأ الميزان، وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأان أو تملأ ما بين السماوات والأرض، والصلاة نور، والصدقة برهان، والصبر ضياء، والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك. كل الناس يغدو فبايع نفسه فموبقها أو معتقها. صدق الله وصدق رسوله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. I will continue inshallah the series on the subject of purity. In the last two parts I discussed what purification is and how it is half of faith, and the importance of glorification and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I also mentioned the importance of salah, how it is light, and charity, how it will be a proof of your sidq, of your truthfulness on the day of judgment, and also how patience, this great virtue, is illumination to the mind. And today, inshallah, with part three, we'll proceed with وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ. And the Qur'an is an argument either for you or against you. Now, in the first part of this series, I mentioned three things we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. We should be grateful and we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, for making us worship Him, the Lord of the worlds. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And secondly, for choosing us to be Muslims. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. And thirdly, for giving us the Qur'an, for giving us the Qur'an as a tool, as our guidance for salvation, and also for sending to us Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba walam yaj'al lahu iwaja. All praise and thanks are due to the one who sent upon his slave and servant, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al-kitab, al-Qur'an, and he had not made any crookedness in it. It is the straight path. All Muslims, without any exception, believe in the Qur'an. Ask any Muslim in the world, do you believe in the Qur'an? You should expect, and the answer will be, yes, of course, I believe in the Qur'an. Not only do we believe in it, we cherish it, we admire it, we keep it protected from dust. That's why we keep it in some leather bound and some protective materials, cloth or whatever, and keep it on high shelf. We even kiss it. That's how much we love it. The Qur'an has become an ornament, a piece of decoration in our homes, in our offices, and even in our cars, unfortunately. Of all the self-proclaimed Muslims, how many of them do you think recite the Qur'an? How many of them truly read the Qur'an? Some do, of course. Is it for a specific reason, or do they recite it simply because they have to get by with salah and some other events such as death or during periods and events like Ramadan? So some do recite it indeed, and recite it to gain the maximum benefit from it. Some do recite it for guidance and pray and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن وجعله لي نورا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. Oh Allah, make this Quran mercy to me. اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن وجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. And make it my leader, my light, my guidance and mercy. So those who read with the intent for the Qur'an to lead their lives, for the Qur'an to become their source of guidance, inshallah, the Qur'an will be an argument for them. Remember the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ. You know, anytime you come across the lam or ala, it means when it's lam for, when it's ala against. So here, the Qur'an will become a hujjah, an argument for you. Otherwise, it will be an argument against you. And for such people, particularly those who really take it to heart and recite it to be guided with it, the Qur'an will intercede on their behalf on the Day of Judgment. We have this hadith عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الصيام والقرآن يشفعان. يقول الصيام إي ربي إني منعته طعام وشهوات بالنهار فشفعني فيه, ويقول القرآن ربي إني منعته النوم بالليل فشفعني فيه, فيشفعان. Both fasting and the Qur'an will intercede on the part on behalf of the abd. The siyam will say, I stopped him from eating and from the desires during the day, so let me intercede on his behalf. And the Quran will say, oh my Lord, I deprived him from sleep at night, so help me intercede on his behalf. And both of them will intercede on behalf of the abd. However, the multitude, the great majority of Muslims don't read the Qur'an. This is a simple fact. Such people will be very disappointed on the Day of Judgment when they see the very Qur'an they used to kiss here in this world and adore and keep on a high shelf testify against them on the Day of Judgment. It will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had me in his home. He had me on a high shelf. He never bothered to pick me up and read me. I was there for him But he never bothered to read me. He made me a piece of decoration in his home. In this case, the Qur'an becomes, وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ عَلَيْكَ. The Qur'an becomes an argument against you. Now what will you say? Oh Allah, I have intended to read it, but I didn't have time. I was busy with my wife and children and family and business. I didn't have time to read it, but I intended to read it. What excuse will you produce before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, on the day when there will be no turning back? Allah is not going to send you back to prove your worth. What will you say when you, among others, will be drowning in your own sweat from the horrific and dreadful scene of that day, the day of judgment? What will you do when you know you can't go back? How will you feel on that day? This is only for those who have not read the Qur'an. But there are people who do read the Qur'an. However, their reading of the Qur'an is not for the right purpose. Oftentimes we find people reading the Qur'an, Muslims reading the Qur'an, either for thawab or for some other purpose. Somebody died, we have Qur'an Khani, they've never read the Qur'an. Throughout the whole year, all of a sudden, you find them picking up the Qur'an to read. Or others who read just for thawab, just read, without even understanding. Therefore, this statement, وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ, makes it very clear that one cannot take any other position. Either the Qur'an will testify for you, on your behalf, in your favor, or it will testify against you. The Qur'an will argue and testify against you. There is no third position, and this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us in the ayah from Surah Al-Isra, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ. And we send of the Qur'an that which is a healing, shifa, وَرَحْمَةٌ. It's a mercy. للمؤمنين, للمؤمنين. Please understand, للمؤمنين. You have to be a believer, not just giving a lip service of I believe. Every Muslim says I believe in the Quran. But you have to truly believe in the Quran to get the maximum benefit out of the Quran. Those who truly believe, they will find the source of their guidance in the Qur'an. They will live by the Qur'an. They will uphold the Qur'an. They will read. They will be hungry and thirsty to learn more so they can be guided with the Qur'an. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. But it increases the unjust ones nothing but loss. They will be indeed the ones who will be losing. Who will be losing big time. So the mercy of the Qur'an will manifest itself on the day of judgment for the believers. And it will be an argument for you. It will stand for you. It will argue on your behalf. Yes, he read me. Yes, he took time out. He understood me. He did whatever he can to follow your guidance, O Allah. And the opposite is true for those who recite and don't follow it, or don't understand it, or just don't recite it at all. It will come as an argument against them. We have this new trend now of listening to Qari, listening to reciters, maybe because we cannot recite very well. So we got into the habit of listening to beautiful recitations coming from qaris, from reciters who recite beautifully, very melodiously, in a nice, beautiful voice. But then again, are we listening for the right reasons? Or are we listening just for a good voice? Brothers and sisters, it's important to fix your intention. It's good that you listen to good, beautiful recitations. As a matter of fact, you are encouraged too, because number one, it will replace the rubbish music that's out there to satisfy your urge of music. You want to listen to music? Listen to beautiful recitation of the Quran. There's nothing wrong with that. Even the Prophet said, "Man lam yataghanna bil Quran laysa minna." Whoever does not sing out the Quran, he's not from among us. So you need to sing it out. You need to sing it, of course, not in any way, but you have to learn the rules of tajweed and then recite it the way professional reciters recite it. Or if you can't recite it in that way, you may listen to others who recite it beautifully. There's nothing wrong with that. However, your listening to the recitation has to have a purpose. It's not only to satisfy your urge of music, but also to understand, to listen, and listen attentively. Not just to listen and sway your head right and left and enjoy the music and missing out on the great gems of wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the reciter is reciting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told us in the Quran to that effect, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When the Quran is recited, when you listen to the recitation of the Quran, listen to it. But listen to it attentively. وَأَنصِتُوا. What does that mean? وَأَنصِتُوا. It means pay attention to every word that is being recited, so you may gain some benefits out of it. So you may be guided through the Quran. What is the Quran to begin with? It's not about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about you and your guidance and how you can achieve salvation in the hereafter. Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. That book in which there can be no doubt in it. It is guidance, هدى للمتقين. It is guidance for those who are God-conscious, God-fearing, who want to save themselves on the day of judgment from doom. That's the book. Similarly, we have been told, it is guidance to all the people. If you don't read it, understand it, and uphold it so you can become an example to others. How are we going to call others when this book was intended to guide all humanity? شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس. It is guidance to all the people. Who's going to guide the people? You just hand them a Quran? Or are you going to help them understand what the Quran is? We already know what people think of the Quran. Your implementation of the Qur'an and your good conduct because of the Qur'an, that in itself becomes a tool of da'wah. They ask and inquire, this man is so great. He's punctual, he's honest, he never tells a lie. How come? Well, because he's a Muslim. He reads the Qur'an. He follows the Qur'an. So it is guidance. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When the Quran is recited, listen to it, but listen attentively with the intention to understand what is being recited. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So you may receive mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how we receive it, through the book. In the last khutbah, if you remember, I discussed the connection between Salah, Qur'an, and the Ruh, the Spirit. The Qur'an is the main source of nourishment for the soul. Now, most people should eat, at least 3 well-balanced meals to maintain their physical well-being. Now, how about the spiritual being? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed for us 5 meals daily. not three, five, the five daily prayers for our spiritual well-being so that we can be in good spirits. How many of us recite the Quran of those who pray? Alhamdulillah, you all pray. Otherwise, you will not be here. But how many of us who pray recite the Quran but has no idea what he or she is reciting? We recite because we have to recite in Arabic. Yes, you're feeding your soul, but you're feeding your soul dried bread. Let it taste the sweetness of the Quran. And that can only be accomplished when you understand what you are reciting, when you are in trance with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your prayers, focusing, knowing precisely what you are saying, with the intent, of course, to follow what you are reciting. So how many Muslims of those who pray and among others recite the Quran without understanding when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told us, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Do they not ponder upon the Quran? وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Had this book come from other source than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would have found many discrepancies. And we do read so many other books, do we not? But when it comes to the Quran, no. Why? Everything you read is not the truth or not the whole truth, let's put it this way. But the Quran is the whole truth. Allah told us why. Because we've locked our hearts. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do they not ponder and understand the Quran? Or are there locks on their hearts? This is from Surah Muhammad. So the Quran may protest against those who recite but didn't bother to take time out to understand the Quran. While they can, you can understand the Quran if you want to. For God's sake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you great faculties, the hearing, the sight, and most importantly, the intellect. We are among the most intelligent creatures Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. And we use our faculties for worldly things. We study difficult subjects. We become doctors. We become lawyers. We become engineers. In a language that is other than our mother tongue. We take time to learn the other language. We take time to study those complex disciplines and subjects and fields. And when it comes to the Quran, for some reason, I don't know what happened to us. Why can't we take time out? Allah has given you. You have proven. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. All those faculties, the hearing, the sight, and your intellect will be responsible on the day of judgment. What will you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He will ask you, I gave you the intelligence. And by the way, you're a doctor. By the way, you're a lawyer. By the way, you're an engineer. By the way, which means he's making a point that you could have taken some time out to learn Arabic and understand my book. But you failed to do so. And the Quran will testify against you, will say, yes, my Lord. He didn't have time. He didn't take time out to invest in me in the Quran. So what should our fate be on the day of judgment? Naturally, we want the Quran to intercede on our behalf. Brothers and sisters, time is very short. Wallahi, we don't know when we are going to die. It could happen the very second moment. Or illa mashallah, only Allah knows. The point I'm trying to make here is, while you're breathing, while you still have time, please, 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 fix your intention and do something about it. This statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wallahi, it's equal to the whole earth filled with gold. Wal Quran hujjatun laka aw alayk. What a great statement. It should shake us up. It should, in all honesty, move us toward the Quran and help ourselves on the day of judgment, so that the Qur'an will intercede on our behalf. Yes, indeed, the Qur'an provides guidance at the individual level. People who adhere to its instructions and live by them, without any doubt, become better people. While the Qur'an guides the individual, it provides fundamental guidance, principles for our collective political, social, and economic affairs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again in Surah Al-Isra, made it very clear, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. Surely this Qur'an guides to that which is more straight. You will not find any other book that will guide you to the right way like the Qur'an. And it will give glad tidings and good news to the believers. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. What does that mean? Those who do the good deeds. Those who implement the Qur'an. Those who uphold the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said for them will be a great reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to read the Qur'an on a regular basis with the aim to understand it and to also implement it and follow it. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, the purpose of the Quran is to guide mankind to happiness in this world and to eternal bliss in the next world. The Qur'an provides the road map for success. It is indeed the blueprint for a complete way of life. We say and brag about Islam, way of life. Islam is our way of life. However, we have failed to show an example simply because we don't follow and implement the great teachings of the Qur'an. So in this way, the Qur'an will come as an argument against us on the Day of Judgment, unless you are doing whatever you can to understand the Qur'an, uphold the Qur'an, preach the Qur'an, then inshallah the Qur'an will testify for you and on your behalf. As a matter of fact, not only the Qur'an will complain on the Day of Judgment, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also complain. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, has given us a glimpse of what is to take place on the Day of Judgment. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ, and the Messenger would say, يَا رَبِّي, O my Lord, إِنَّ قَوْمِي, my people, اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. O my Lord, my people have deserted this Qur'an. So not only the Qur'an will complain on the Day of Judgment, but also the Messenger of Allah will complain. We don't want this, do we? Definitely not. Brothers and sisters, the Qur'an is our only hope on the Day of Judgment. It appears that the prophecy of the Prophet has come true. When he said this عن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه, when he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يوشك أن يأتي على الناس زمان لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه ولا يبقى من القرآن إلا رسمه, إلى آخر الحديث. Very soon a time will come when there will remain nothing of Islam except its name. What is Islam? Show me where is Islam practiced in totality. How can we show the world a practical example of Islam as a way of life? Wallah sadaqa Rasulullah when he said, nothing remains of Islam except its name. We brag about Islam. But that's all there is. وَلَا يَبْقَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ. And nothing remains of the Qur'an except its script you find in the books, in the Qur'an. That's all. No one is implementing the Qur'an. No one is upholding the Qur'an. No one is making the Qur'an their lead, their leader, their imam. And this is our state of affairs, and I'm afraid that this prophecy has come true. This is exactly what is happening to us, and this is why I say it with a saddened heart. This is why we are in the state we are in and condition we are in as an ummah today in the whole world. Because we have thrown the Book of Allah behind our backs and we went after other sources of guidance thinking that they would be better than what Allah has given us. Well, it has proven that it's not true. Had we adhered to the Qur'an, Allah will never misguide you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's this one hadith where the Prophet said regarding the times when fitna happens like this time and was asked, what is the way out, O Messenger of Allah, during these times? What do you think the way out was? The Book of Allah, Kitabullah. If you want to get out of this mess, go back to the Book of Allah. فِيهِ نَبَأُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. In it is the news about those who came before you and the information of what will come after you. It will be, should be the book that you rule with among yourselves. It is the final decision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a joke. Anyone who forsakes the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy him. And anyone who seeks guidance in anything other than the Qur'an, Allah will lead astray. It is indeed the firm rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hablullah al-Mateen, and the wise remembrance. It is the straight path, and so on and so forth. Whoever utters it has spoken the truth. Whoever upholds it is rewarded. Whoever judges with it has done justice, and whoever calls to it shall be guided to the straight path. So brothers and sisters, let us not desert the Qur'an. Let us go back to the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the best book, the only book on the face of the earth that will save you on the day of judgment. Let us make it the spring and light of our hearts. Allahumma ja'al al-Qur'ana rabi'a qulubina wa nura sudurina wa jala' ahzanina. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma arhamna bil-Qur'an waj'alhu lana imaman wa nuran wa hudan wa rahma. Allahumma dhakkirna minhu ma nasina wa 'allimna minhu ma jahilna warzuqna tilawatahu ana al-layli wa atraf an-nahar waj'alhu hujjatan lana ya rabbal alamin. اللهم آمين. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك وارحمنا برحمتك الواسعة يا أرحم الراحمين. وأقم الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.